There are those who believe they're showing support for a cause or making a difference when they hashtag or like something on social media. Then, fortunately, there are those who stand up and step forward to bring support and attention to a cause that they believe in. My next guest is one of the latter who, with many others in New Jersey and elsewhere across the country, will be a very visible presence in the upcoming days with a series of events in support of Life of the Unborn Babies versus Abortion. This event series is called 40 Days for Life. And here to share what it's all about is the chairperson of the 40 Days for Life event, which will be taking place in Montclair, New Jersey, Lisa Hart. Thanks for being here today, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And let me give you the website. This isn't just for New Jersey, but if you're listening on the stream elsewhere across the country, 40days40daysforlife.com. And you says search for country, obviously, United States, and you can look up your state and find out where the events are near you and when they will be, and more importantly, how you become involved with those events. And just as a foundation, Lisa, what is the mission, what is the goal of the 40 Days for Life campaign?
Okay, so the vision and the mission for the 40 Days for Life campaign is it's a very focused pro-life campaign, and it's a vision to access God's power through prayer, fasting, and peaceful vision, all with the goal of ending abortion. So the mission is to bring together the body of Christ in the spirit of unity and in a focused 40 Days campaign. And again, the campaign components are both prayer and fasting and peaceful vigil and presence in front of the abortion facilities, as well as community outreach.
And it's the 40 Days for Life has a combination of their local events, which I mentioned to the listener, how they can find out where theirs is. And there's a national bus tour, which will be having a couple of stops in the state as well. And just for your audible reference, Atlantic City, Cherry Hill, Montclair, Morristown, Newark, Shrewsbury, and Woodbridge will be the New Jersey events. And you can find more about them over at 40daysforlife.com. As far as what will be happening, as I said, you'll be overseeing the Montclair event. So what is the location, the dates, the times, and what are the mechanics of what will be happening?
Okay, so it starts on September 28th, and we finish on November 6th. And in both, in Montclair, we are starting at 7 a.m., and we're ending at 7 p.m., so we're doing 12 hours a day. And we're asking people if they could please come out for 1 or maybe 2 hours a week for those 6 weeks or so, and stand presence in front of the clinic, Pilgrim Medical Center in Montclair. And what we're doing is praying, and also holding signs, and in hopes that the women who are coming in can see a presence of someone other than what they're being told, that they need to go and have an abortion. There's counselors as well in front of the clinic who offer literature, although part of the 40 Days for Life campaign is just prayerful, peaceful presence. It's not civil disobedience. It's nothing political. It's just being present there to help and support the mothers before they go in, to let them know that there's another choice.
Certainly, and people get the, I guess, assumption, impression, or vision that this is an aggressive type of protest. But I just wanted to pause you there to remind people that when it comes to civil protests and demonstrations, I would find it challenging to find any group or any idea that's been more litigated than the pro-life movement as far as what they can and can't do.
Yes, there's clear boundaries, but I will say that especially this campaign that started 12 years ago by two young people who wanted to make a difference, and when they started this campaign, they fasted and prayed for 40 days themselves before they came up with this idea. And as we know, 40 days is a very biblical reference of transformation. So their goal is to transform the pro-life movement, and with the hopes, of course, to end abortion and to help women and children. And when they came up with this idea, they started down in Texas 12 years ago, and it has grown and expanded. It's now in 28 countries in the world, this particular campaign, 300 and some odd cities in the world. So now it's become an international event, and we do this all at the same time. So it's very powerful, and they've had tremendous results, which I can read to you if you'd like to hear some of the results.
Absolutely. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so over 700,000 people have participated in this event by prayer and fasting. There's been about 250,000 people have taken to the streets and stood vigil. there have been over 12,000 children that we know have been saved, and probably many more that we haven't heard specifically that have been saved through this this whole campaign. 133 abortion workers have quit their jobs. 73 abortion facilities have closed. And it's gotten very positive coverage from the media. In fact, Planned Parenthood has said that they don't cause any problem, but it seems that they're determined to shut us down. Something along those lines, which is exactly what the goal is.
Yeah, pretty much sounds like something factual from Planned Parenthood for a change. So that's nice to hear, too. We're talking with Lisa Hart about the 40 Days for Life series of events that will be taking place throughout the country, really. But if you want to find out where specifically where you are, 40daysforlife.com is the website. And you can do a search for your state and get the location near you. They'll be running events from and public demonstrations, I guess you could say. Although that's a bit
call it peaceful presence.
And thank you for that reminder. September 28th through November 6th. And again, it's 40daysforlife.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I don't say this. I don't say this as a point of criticism, but just reality. Every cause has its believers, but then you have that very small faction that are zealots and maybe over aggressive. When you get someone like that, do you try to just bring them down to a more civil, more sensible way of thinking this, or is that someone you just have to say, "We appreciate your interest, but you're just not in the right place right now"?
Absolutely, that can be. You have to sign a peace statement before you join this campaign. If you sign up online, which we would love people to do, you sign the peace statement first. Very, very occasionally, I mean, it's a very heated debate, very emotional on both sides. So occasionally we get into a heated battle and we just ask people, do not do that. That's not our purpose. Stay very calm and just love people. I mean, this is something that we try to, again, love both the mother, the abortion workers, the doctors. We're praying for them. We're praying for their conversion. We're not there battling. We have to remember that this is a spiritual battle. This is a battle between good and evil. So, you know, our prayer is very, very important.
When you look statistically at abortion rates nationally as versus the state, New Jersey is well above the national average. Most recent numbers, which are 2011, strangely enough, is 27 abortions per 1,000 women. The national average is 17 per 1,000. Now, granted, you go back in the timeline for New Jersey, it was around the year 2000. The ratio was 36 per 1,000. So these campaigns apparently, and the movement is apparently having an impact, but still a lot of work needs to be done.
Exactly. It definitely is having an impact. Thank God the rates are going down both nationally and in New Jersey, but we are still ranked the fifth highest in the country, a total number of abortions that happen here. And I just want to make this clear in case listeners don't understand. There are absolutely no restrictions whatsoever in New Jersey on abortion. So there are five clinics that we know of that are doing late-term abortions. That's past 20 weeks, a five-month-old baby who's capable of surviving outside the womb and capable of feeling excruciating pain are being dismembered and aborted on a regular basis in New Jersey. So there's a strong need in New Jersey to stand up because we are not, our statistics are not good here.
I know that your movement is strictly on a spiritual and faith basis, and not to drag you into science or law, but when you look at the fact that Roe v. Wade was decided back in 1973 with, by today's standards, ancient science, when you get down to it versus what we know about the unborn baby in the mother's womb now, have you ever questioned or wondered why the idea that brought about Roe v. Wade has never been retried with today's technology, science, and knowledge? Because many people believe it would be quite a different outcome.
Okay, it is a mystery why it hasn't been overturned, because that was old science. We have new evidence to show that this is a human person. Even atheists, biologists and scientists will agree that it's a human person from the time of conception, because there's nothing else it can be. And Roe v. Wade should be overturned, and it really is a mystery why it hasn't happened. It's political will. It's people standing up. People need to call for this to happen. We need to be united. We need to speak to our legislators and to our administrators in Washington. But I don't have a good answer for that. You know, it's just we need to get together, we need to pray, we need to work harder to show them that this is a human person and that Roe v. Wade should be overturned.
And that is indeed part of the purpose of the 40 Days for Life campaign, September 28th through November 6th in New Jersey, in Atlantic City, Cherry Hill, Montclair, Morristown, as well as Newark, Shrewsbury, and Woodbridge. If you go to 40daysforlife.com, and it'll ask you to search, you can enter the United States, and then the state where you're listening, if you're listening on the stream, or if you're listening internationally on the stream, too. Find the event locations and the Peaceful Presence locations that will be taking place near you, and also give you the means by which to become involved with that event that is taking place near you. 40daysforlife.com is where you can find out more about this whole program. We're joined by the organizer for the Montclair, New Jersey 40 Days for Life event, Lisa Hart. Lisa, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I appreciate it very much. God bless.